Look, when we are having a kernel for working people in the morning, that has an ingredient which is a very interesting one, because work is real, and this is has very clear, defined and clear, clear demands. You know, you can't play around with it. And learning, you can learn, you cannot learn, you can learn. No one will scream, no one's screaming there. So that's a big thing, that people which are working, they are getting up and say, we want to learn too, and you want to take learning seriously. That means making of that a reality. But now, this is challenging, because in the end, it can't be only a from thing. That means that you are learning, and you say, I learned in the morning, begin your day in a Torah way, that I was once speaking such a thing, you know. I said, you have to begin with Torah, and that's what it is, and I have the right framework, and I begin with it, and perhaps in the evening I go again to learn. So that is my frame for the day. And then I did the right thing, for sure, that's a big thing. But there is something else there. Because learning has a certain quality of reality. And when you want to learn, as a person which is involved in work, we have to aim for that learning shouldn't be only a kvias itim, a time which is kavua, and we do it. It should have a flavor of reality. So that's the challenge. I think that is the challenge of a person which works, because learning has to have a flavor of reality. We'll speak about that. And there is a big thing, I don't know where you learned, or in yeshivas or whatever it is, but in yeshivas, learning has a flavor of being immersed. It's just you are there, and you are somewhere in the Gemara you are learning. Someone told me now he's learning Nedorim, so Nedorim has long runs, you know. You ask a bocher, where are you holding? So I holding in the Ran. Yeah, the big Ran. Where exactly? I'm holding there, because that's good. I have nothing against that bocher. But that's good when you're 24/7 occupied with learning. But when you learn as a person which is involved in work, that doesn't do the job. You can't come and say, I am holding somewhere in the... That means in business you would never do that. Which contract you are signing now, and which contract you are involved in? I'm somewhere in between Tokyo and Bombay, you know. No, you are in a very well-defined place, you know. You have a very well-defined endeavor in front of you. So that's the first thing. You have to understand that learning for a person which is involved in work, learning has to have this flavor of reality. So that begins in the first place. That's a very practical. I want to speak in a very practical way. Not a question of sichas yisoyerus, not a question of giving compliments. Even though I'm very impressed that people come that early in the morning and take learning and davening seriously, but I want to say something substantial that we could work on. So the first thing is, when you learn as a working person, you have to understand that the learning in the morning has to be a well-defined portion. That's essential. You can't just come and learn some treasures. You have to begin in a very well-defined place, and you have to end in a very well-defined place. That makes your whole learning in a different realm, because you'll have something well-defined, which you did, and you can go back to it in your mind. And the next day, you can build on that. It's exactly the same thing as you're doing, which you're doing the job. The job, you always want to reach in the end of the day some point where you can start the next day further on. That's what you want. Once in a while, that makes you that you work overtime, because there are still things to close, and you understand when tomorrow you'll come and the contract isn't closed in that way, then the next day you have to work another 2 hours in order to get into that again. That's the way the work, and that's what I remember the work is built like. You want to reach some clear point in the end of the day. So by your learning has to be the same quality. Otherwise, the learning is only important time-wise. And that's not so good. Because it's only, I learn from 6 till 6:45 or to what it is. So that is an important time for me. Now it has to be an important endeavor, not only an important time. And the endeavor can be important only when it is able to match up to your business involvement. So that's the first thing. So it's very important you do that. I try to do it now because I want, in the kernel I have there, in the Yerushalayim, I want to educate them that this clarity should be for them too. I told them it's the last 10 minutes, but that's not just again over here. But unless the last minor chunk of time you have, I told them you should write down things which are clear, things you learned which became clear. Write down, and then you can go back to it. So I don't tell you to do that, but when you in a half a minute, a minute or 2 minutes revise, it's not the chazorah, understand? Not the chazorah, but you also make clarity when you do the business, and in the end of the day you have a clarity what you did. It's not a chazorah b'dem tov, you know, make chazorah and then shinun and then no. It's simply I want to know clear what did I do today and where I'm holding. That's what you do in the end of the day. I finish this, and this is the middle, and this is here, this is there, and then you make a note or something like this, and then you know exactly the next day where to go further on. Same thing has to be with the learning. That's very essential. So that's why we have to adjust our learning and our teaching of the learning, that this should be makeable, doable, such a thing. So Rabbi Saul, for example, said, I don't want to propose that, I don't want to do anything. Rabbi Saul said, for working people, the best thing would be to give a shiur, that it was a different setup, don't take it out literally, only understand the concept, that for it would be give a shiur on Choshen Mishpat, on the Shulchan Aruch. And you have to understand, these work, the people who were involved in work in Lita, they knew how to learn better than the Rosh Yeshivas today, okay? That's for sure. Yeah, it was a question that they didn't know how to learn. But even though it was not enough that they sit and learn, you have to have a Shulchan Aruch, and it says because every single seif in the Shulchan Aruch, you can deal with it as an own entirety, and you can also miss a day from the Shia, and you still are on the ball because you can't skip that seif, and you have the next seif. So that was Rabbi Saul, exactly what we say. You have a clear entirety which you learn day by day. It's clarity. You know where you begin, you know where you end. Yeah? That's a very basic thing. That's first. Without that, I tried it out with people which are involved in learning, and they told me that this attitude changed their work and their learning entirely. Entirely changed it, because it became much more a thing which has the same value as the other one, you know, it's just like it has the same flavor, it has the same value as your work. That's very essential. That's first. There's a second point, and the second point is perhaps as important as this one. I want to say it briefly. The Rabbi Saul had a Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel Salant. He was considered one of the Gedolim of Lita. He was Rav Zundel Salant. Excuse me, Rav Zundel Salant. Rav Zundel Salant was considered one of the Gedolim of Lita, and he was a Bar Samcha. He was reliable to give over things what the Goan said. That Rav Zundel Salant. That's a thing which not everyone did. He was a well-known person in Lita. They didn't know how he looks like. He looked like a balagola, something like this, but he was a big man in Torah. So he was involved in business, and Rabbi Saul is emphasizing that he was involved in business the way a person is involved when his parnosse comes on difficult. Torut b'machshavas parnososei ke'ish that the parnasa is difficult. So it's not the way always you are used to say that the big people, they open the store only 45 minutes till they have enough money for the day and then be talking and close it down. No, Rav Zundel didn't do that. Rav Zundel was really involved in his work. Like a person which works hard. Okay? So calm down with your bitochen, you know? Bitochen is a different thing than blaming the Beroilam that he should give you money even though you work only 45 minutes. Yeah? But so he was working hard. But he was more, his brain was more occupied with learning than with the business. Huh? That means perhaps you don't reach there, but you see, it is again the same concept that we have to reach in our learning when we do business, when we are involved in the world. We have to give the learning a flavor which is able to measure up with a daily endeavor. You can't have a learning which is a frum thing and you did it frum and that's it, and now you are occupied with, your mind is occupied with the business, but the learning was a nice thing to begin with. No, that's not. And Rabbi Sol, when he brings that in Michtav Choftes, Rabbi Sol says, I write these things in order that working people should be able to learn from my Rebbe. That he held, that's a very important message for the broader community. Which Rabbi Sol, the way perhaps you know, Rabbi Sol's whole aim was for people like you. Rabbi Sol was not for yeshivas. The whole Musa movement today is other Yodonish, but it is whenever you have a reminiscence of the Musa movement, it is in yeshivas. But Rabbi Sol didn't want that. He wanted the Musa movement should be a thing for people which are involved in working. Yeah? That all of the Michtovim are like this, all of his, that was what he aimed. So over here too, he said, I want that people which are involved in work, they should be able to learn in a way which makes sense, and they should give the learning a flavor which is similar to the flavor of work. So now, the point is, work, that's what we began with. Work has a flavor of reality. That's right, it's real. It's real. It's not ideas, you don't shift ideas, or perhaps you are a professor in university, then you shift that, but I don't think, you don't look like a professor in university, no one of you. Yeah? So, but when you are not a professor in university, then you, there is one. Huh? So you are a stand-up piece. So that's what you, when you are working, so you don't shift ideas. You do not. You have reality. It's real. What you deal with, even when you're shifting numbers as an accountant, when you make a mistake, you end up in jail. Yeah. Okay. When you do it on purpose. Okay. So I asked once a bocher. Then you are learning here. I had a bocher which he met a girl which is she learns accounting. So I asked her. She told me, yeah, okay, accounting. Yeah, well, that's very interesting. Accounting. You know, I have nothing to speak to. That's very interesting. So I looked at him bewildered. I asked him, I don't understand you. Do you want that when you say this wishy-washy chabura, you know, and then you close the gap, you know that it's not 100%, but you make it that when you do that you end in jail? Do you want that? No. You know, the girl you meet, she'll end in jail. For the same thing. When you make an accounting the way you say the chabura in yeshiva, you end up in jail for 100%. Because you make a mistake on purpose. Huh? That's what you do. Huh? So he was like, oh, yeah, for sure. Because that's what reality is. You deal with the real thing. When you shift numbers, you deal with the real thing. When you are involved in real estate or whatever it is, or nursing home or whatever your profession is, it's all real things which have their constrictions and they have their own energy, and you can't just decide on that. It doesn't go. And there comes Rabbi Sol and says, by my Rebbe, learning was real. That means every single sugya he learned, he tried to find that this is a din teure. This is a thing which happens in reality. It was not conceptual learning the way you are used in yeshiva. We are used in yeshiva not to do that. I don't know whether you learned it. People learn over here in yeshivas, I understand, yeah? But you learn in yeshiva ksuvis. It's a very classical thing, and that's good so, because Bochim learned that, and that's not for Bochim to think about the reality, but it's once in a while very ridiculous, you know? You learn daftes in ksuvis, which it says Pesach posuah motzosi, and there the Tosfos says Sveik, and there the comes the Rashman says Sveik Amishapach, and the Reuven Stodim, and the Shach, and it's a whole thing. And then you turn the page, and it says Ula Oisra all of Mahu, and the Bocher is simply standing in front of a wall and doesn't know what in the world does the Gemara want now. Yeah. What's Lo Oisra? And the Aed Echonem Bisurim, another Sugya, Yetake. He doesn't see that over here two people come screaming to the Beis Din and he wants to get rid of his payment. You know, he wrote a ksuve and he wrote 200 and he says, my dear friend, I want to send her to all the ruches in the world. I have to give her a get, but I don't pay 200 because Pesach posuach motzosi. I want to get rid of that money. And now the Gemara deals. Is he able with that taina to get rid of the money or not? And then the Gemara Novet Beis asks, in that same case scenario, when these two people come, and he says, you know, Pesach posuach motzosi, I want to get rid of the money. Then the Gemara asks, perhaps she's also on him. Because it's also, it makes her also, because he says a taina, which makes her to be also on him. So perhaps that he can't live with this lady altogether. See, that's the reality of the case. When you learned it in yeshiva, you didn't fathom that that happens. You didn't see that. It's good. I have nothing against yeshivas, because yeshivas, that's not such a place, you know, to think about such a din teure. But that's the din teure which comes on ksuvas. Yeah? That's the din teure. And when you learn in that way, a sugya, this sugya has a flavor of reality, the same flavor as your business. Because it's for real. There are people coming. There are people there and screaming. And they want, the one wants to get rid of the money, and the other one wants to do that, and this one wants to do this. And everyone wants to have his own piece of the cake, you know? And then your learning has a real flavor. That is an art. We have to get used to it. You can't do it you can do it in Gemara, you can do it in Parsha, you can do it in Chazal, you can do it wherever. We lose that. For example, I give you another example. You know this, that Avraham Avinu was taking the Malochim, and he gives them Chemo, the Cholov, and he gives them Boso. That's right, he gives them a tongue. And then everyone asks, is it Boso B'cholov, you know? That's right. Boso B'cholov. And then you come up with Shiklach Teira. Boso B'cholov, and B'nei Noyach, and Avraham Avinu, and Malochim, and anything, and what's it is. But it's only because you don't believe that it happens. Did your wife once make a tongue? How long does this take to be rare? An enormous amount of time. Enormous. Yeah? You don't make a tongue in a minute. To do that takes time. So you say, you are Machnis Olchem, I say, please come into my home. And then you sit down, thirsty and hungry. And then I'll tell you, I'll make a tongue for you. And then I go and shecht the behemoth. And I take out the tongue. And you put it in the fire and you smell the smell. And they say, a minute. You know, wait 3 hours. After 3 hours you have excellent food. That's the way you are Machmachis Olchim? No. What did he do? He brought them Chemo v'cholov, and they ate first. And when the tongue was ready, he gave them the Boso. It's no Boso v'cholov. It's only you don't see that practically in front of you. The Rokeach says that. It's not my pshat. Rokeach was one of the Baalei Tosfos. He said, till the tongue was ready, he gave them Chemo v'cholov. But it's absolute unbelievable. And this is always like this. you have it all over the place, that when you take things for real and you see it in front of your eyes, these trailers, they become much more speaking to you, much more a reality which you can take along with you. And then this has the same flavor of reality as your business. You will not be in jail. Again, you still will not be in jail. Yeah? But it is real. It's a real thing. It's reality. And we don't have that. And we are not trained to do that. You have to think about that yourself. That's Rabbi Sol himself. He said, I say that because people are not doing it. People don't do that. But this is the only way Rabbi Sol sees that you have can succeed in learning and working. Because now both have the same quality. And that was the greatness of Rabbi Zundel Salant, that for him, Torah had even more reality than business. Torah was more real. So that's already, no. When you hold by that, Madrega Bakasha. But you have to work on that, that Torah should be in the same turf, you know. It should be the same turf. It should be that the Torah is a frum thing, and I do the Torah in the morning, and I learn, and Mamish, I learned Gewaldig, and it was so good. 45 minutes I learn, but then after this I go to work, and that's the reality. Not Torah is a reality too. And, but it depends how you are taking this information. So that is, we could go over on and on for a long time to show to ourselves that there are parts in Torah you simply miss, that you don't take it for real. Yeah? You don't see that seal in front of your eyes. I did it myself with my children. Which, children. Yeah? And we learned in the Kirill, we learned Ksuvis. And we learned Ksuvis, the most complicated things there, where Aumann got a Nobel Prize, you know, he says, some modern pshat in the Mishnah there. You remember Aumann, that Jew, you know, he got the Nobel Prize for game theory. And he says a Tosfos in Ksuvis. Ken is good learner. No, I don't rely on his pshat in Tosfos. I don't think it's the pshat. But I learned this Gemara. I learned this Gemara, and I learned Rabbi Yochanan, and I learned Tosfos. It's a very difficult thing, that the first thing you say, you go according to percentage, which makes no sense there. So, and then you see there's not enough money there, and three people are quarreling on the money. What did I do? I brought this Gemara home next to my table. I had daughters. Never learned the Gemara in their life. I had daughters, and I just was describing the court case. You know, there's one lady with a ksuba, and one Baal Chayv, and one Yoyresh, and everyone wants his piece of the cake, but there's not enough money to cover the cake, you know. So everyone wants that. What did you do? And then one said, percentage. So I said, no, that makes no sense, because why should it be that? Why should that be? We share the money. So the one said that, and the other one asked a question, and suddenly in front of my eyes, my daughters, which never learned Gemara, in front of my eyes, the one said the tain of the Ktsois, the other one said the tain of the Nesivis, and the other one said the tain of the Tumim. Unbelievable, I don't exaggerate. That was next to my table. Because the thing was real. They saw three people in the Beis Din, and everyone, that one takes the shetel, and the other one takes the beard, and they all. And now, what should you do now? And now it was very clear. You have to come to a conclusion. And then the kasha, and then this kasha, and unbelievable, they produced all these kashas by themselves. Only because this case was real. And it was not an intellectual endeavor. How do you cover that piece of Gemara? It was a real case. So I think those two things are essential for us. The first is clarity in the beginning and the end. Otherwise, that's a technical thing, but otherwise it won't do the job. It's more kedai to learn a little bit less, but to revise the clarity in the end. That's more kedai, that you should know that tomorrow where to begin. When you end it today, it's more kedai that you learn more. It's more kedai. You'll build up more. This clarity of the beginning, where you begin and where you finish, that should be clear. That's a very basic thing which will help you to build up your learning. And the second is the flavor of reality. The flavor of reality, which in yeshivas we are not so used to it, because we learn in a conceptual way. But when we are working people, that's what Rabbi Sol says, we have to get used to that new way of learning as a reality. I think these two things those are good. That's not my own Shikul Torah. Rabbi Saul Be'etzer says that only in different places, and I think it's a very intelligent and very actual thing. Rabbi Saul teaches us. Yeah. Okay. So that's what I want to tell you. I promise that they won't make overtime, and I think 20 to 7 you begin to daven. So the 2 minutes for 1,000 feet. Thank you.